Hello, and thank you for listening to In the Author's Own Words. I'm Sabine Neshka, and I'm excited to speak today, August 23rd, 2023, about a critical matter around children and teens' online safety and privacy, and recent developments in the federal government to protect our kids online. I'm delighted to share with you my piece titled Children's Federal Online Safety and Privacy, A Tentative Path for Congress. Whether you're a concerned parent, a dedicated educator, policymaker, or simply someone interested in the digital future of our children, I invite you to tune in. Just last month, we saw the U.S. Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation unanimously pass not just one, but two bills designed to address children's privacy and online safety. We're encouraged to see Congress take the significant step forward to pass comprehensive data privacy legislation, but this isn't the first time. Both the Children and Teens Online Privacy Protection Act and the Kids Online Safety Act failed to reach the Senate floor last Congress and missed their chance to become law. But will these bills suffer the same fate as they did last year? The growing momentum we've seen around kids' privacy from last year to now lifts our sense of optimism. Several states have passed legislation, and many stakeholders are speaking out about the need to protect our future generation from harms online. However, some key debates will need to be resolved in order to come to consensus on how to best protect our youth. The issues include age verification requirements, potential impacts on minority communities, and to teens exploring their gender or sexual identities. The urgency of these bills is underscored by their potential to impact not only the lives of children, but also the broader digital landscape. As technology advances, so do the challenges surrounding content moderation, advertising, and artificial intelligence, and more. With these bills on the horizon and growing anticipation around the reintroduction of federal data privacy legislation, the path forward remains complex. But with continued dialogue and collective efforts, we can pave the way for a safer, more responsible online environment for our future generations.